David Villeman, here we are in Seattle, Pulp-O-Mex bonus podcast. You'll be able to listen to this because you have the app. But let's get going. Ryan Dungy here tonight, coming back. Is it an easy second place?
I don't think so. I think the other guys are running really well. But yeah, on paper, it should be. I think I'm happy to see him back in Supercross because, you know, there was a lot of talk about him coming back outdoors, and I think he can salvage and battle for second place in the championship. I think that'd be good for him and KTM, and it's better than stay home and, you know, ride in California and test, you know. So I'm happy to see him here.
Yeah. Some people talking today, like, possibly something goes wrong with Villopoto. Before the end of the year, we could see Millsaps grab a win. Can you see that happening?
Yeah, I think Millsaps running well. I think his bike is good. I think if Millsaps shows up 100% wanting to win and to be in front, I think he can race with Ryan any day. But it hasn't been the case. And I really thought Brayton was going to step it up, but it seems like he's happy to be on the podium rather than battling for the win or whatever it is. And I think Brayton gave a couple wins to Ryan already. So I think Millsaps, especially tonight, we know he's good in Seattle, he's good in the ruts, really technical rider. I really think Davey has the potential to win a race.
Does something bad have to happen to Villopoto, or can he get beat straight up, do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat him straight up. But, you know, a track like this, you know, you can make a lot of mistakes. And we've seen the past, Wyndham won here, and, you know, Davey won a race here before. And it's going to be rutted, technical, and, you know, anything can happen. It's going to be easier for the other guys to win a race in those conditions than a flat track, basically. But, Ryan has a lot of momentum. His program is dialed in. He's, you know, confident. He's going to be tough to beat, but, you know, there's a lot of guys, a lot of legends, and that got beat at the top, you know, and so it's doable.
All right. Hey, good track walk discussion today I heard between yourself and Jeremy Albrecht and Chad Reed. The pits are buzzing. Fans are buzzing about James Stewart. It looks like he's going to be out, not happy with the bike. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's it's an easy way out rather than just to sit down and actually, you know, sit down with the team and whoever is in charge and to find a solution to make it work. Because I think this program can work, and they have the money, the resources, and everything that you want to make it work. And I said it, you know, 2-3 months ago, his bike is not set up the right way. It's not the bike. If you set up this bike on any other Japanese bike, it would not work. And Mike Marwell's on it. And if James doesn't get his mind open and try something different and let the guys that know how to dial the bike in do their job, it would not work. And like I said 2 months ago, you put James on Davey's bike, he's gonna do way better because Davey's bike is not as crazy, as crazy fast, and a lot of stuff changed, and the chassis looks fine, and it's a metal world bike, and I really think James would do way better on that bike, but I don't think he ever tried it.
Do you think it's a case of, and I don't really believe this, but it's a rumor out there, he's just been passed. He's not as fast anymore. Ryan Villopoto, Ryan Dungy are better riders than him now. Do you believe that? Is that a theory out there?
No, I don't think those guys are better riders. I think James still a better rider than any other guys out there. The only thing, he lacks confidence.
Fitness, do you think?
No, I don't think it's fitness. No? It could be a little bit, but there's a lot of things that he does that's not working. He's not confident on the bike. Yes, I get it. His bike is too aggressive. His chassis is too much out there. They changed too much stuff on the bike. They came up with those skinny shroud, which is only not even 10 milli skinnier than stock. They changed a bunch of stuff where you don't have to, you know. And I think there's a lot of things that James don't do really good now. His corner speed are not up to par. He needs to work on that. His sits bounce way too much stuff out of the turns, where he actually loses a lot of time. He needs to be on his legs way more. We saw that at St. Louis, Indy. What he was doing that? Was it Indy? No, it was one of the races he was doing. Like, he was slowing the turn and sit bouncing the little thing out of the turns, really slow, losing like half a second a turn. I'm like, what is he doing? And nobody tells him to do. What he needs is somebody that knows the sport and how to go fast and fix his little details in the turns. And also, he needs to have confidence in people to let him try something different, not something that he wants. Because, you know, obviously he's not a great test rider. Obviously he doesn't know where to go. And if he keeps going that way, he could be on a factory Honda, factory Suzuki, factory YZ250 in 2000. It's going to be bad, you know, like, so. And I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of people around him telling me he's the best, he's the hardest guy out there, and he's going to win and this and that. But, you know, you need somebody that tells you straight up what's going on. And all the stuff about the turns, his bike setup, the little things that he doesn't do anymore like he used to do, like his corner speed on the KX125 were amazing. And now he's like lazy in the turns, lazy out of the turns, not on his legs anymore. You know, there's a lot of details to make it go faster, but it seems like nobody's going to tell him, or nobody knows about it, or nobody sees it. But I'm still a Bubba's fan, and I always will be. He's unbelievable, and you know, I'm sad to see that it's coming down to this, you know.
You were Moto Concepts team manager last year. You got a lot of experience with that bike. In no way or shape or form are you buying that his problems, I mean, he thinks it's the bike, but you don't believe, you think that bike is as good as anything out there?
Yeah, the bike's fine. Right. The bike's fine. Davey shows it. Nico Easy shows the bike is good. Western Pike shows the bike is good. It's, you know, we don't talk about those guys that had their best finish on the Yamaha. We talk about James Stewart, you know, and James ate shit, you know, on a Kawi. Know, he endowed in High Point, and he crashed on the KX125, on the KX250, on the KXF450. It's all about a setup, you know, like when the setup is not right, it doesn't matter what brand it is, you know. And if he puts what he knows and what he wants on another bike, the way his Yamaha is, it won't work.
So if you were James Stewart's manager, what would you do to get him back to the level?
I would, you know, kind of try to get rid about his entourage a little bit. Focus about riding, speed, testing. Stay with JGR and Yamaha, because he's going to make way more money if he stays. If he goes to Suzuki, he's going to have to pay some of the money back. He's going to sit down on millions of dollars. He's going to go to Suzuki where they have no money. He's going to have a bike and a mechanic and bonuses that suck compared to his Yamaha. So the best thing if I was him is just this, to hire somebody that will tell him what's wrong, and without, you know, if you're scared about hurting his feelings, then don't work with him. You know, like, just tell him the way it is. You know, if he sucks in the turns, even if it's Bubba, and I didn't win as much as him, I was going to tell him, dude, you're sucking here. Just wake up, do this, you know. Keep your momentum or whatever. Don't sit bounce that section. It's not fast. I think he needs to come down to this, you know, just to the basic with somebody that knows. And as far as testing, same thing. He needs to be a little more confident about in his crew, and maybe try something different. And obviously at Yamaha, at JGR, if I was his manager, I'd say, dude, you know what? Just spend a week on Davey's bike, on Davey's setup, and ride it, and at the end of the week, we take lap times, we see how you feel, and you have a benchmark. You have a bike that's working for Davies, doing podiums, is running well, and you that cannot do 20 laps without finishing on your head. So which one do you want? You know, like, and I think you have to be straightforward, And it all depends what he wants to do. What does he want to do? He wants to, if he wants to win, that's the only solution.
Right. All right, man. Well, thanks. Good thoughts and good advice, I think. Thanks.
You're welcome, bud.